Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This year should be a special schus for Simcha ben Necha Gittel, Lebracha v'Atzlacha v'Chol Ma'aseh Yadav. We're going to be learning about the great, unforgettable Rosh Yeshiva Hagon Rav Shimon Yehuda Shkap, Zecher Tzadik Livracha. An article was written about him in the Sinai Torah Journal in the year 1940 in Tavshin, after his Ptira, by Hagon Harav Yehuda Leib Maimon, the first minister of religions in Israel, and very interesting figure in his own right. This is not the time to talk about him, maybe a different talk. And he writes a very, very beautiful, moving biography and intellectual biography, partly of Rav Shimon. He writes in Ptiroso shel Hagon Rav Shimon Yehuda Shkap, Ovda Hayadus Hatoranis Hatalmudis, Lorak Echad Migdole Uma Rav Peolim Mekapitziel Sheriba Vikibates Paalim La Torah, Elegam Echad Migione Yisrael She Yaatz Vikibates Torah Bi Yisrael. ושערה לתלמידיו את הדרך הישרה לרדת לעומקה ולעמיתתה של תורה. So not only was he a person who spread Torah, but he was one of the Gaonei Yisrael who showed his Talmidim the depths of Torah. And not everybody, says Reb Maimon, is able to do that, is able to be machavin his Talmidim Al-Pidarkei HaPilpul HaAmiti. That very same pilpul that started in the times of the yeshivas of Sura and Pumbedisa, when the Gemara was being put together, until the Chachmei Tzarfos, time of the Rishonim, and then it was expanded in such a wondrous way by the Rosh HaMesiftos for Rabbanan v'Talmideum shel V'lozhin v'Tels. As Rav Amiel, another great Mizrachiite, like Rav Maimon, writes about in his Akdama to the Sefer Amidos L'Cheker HaHalacha, that really the idea of Pilpul, even though we have different Drachim in Pilpul, but it's all a Hemshech, it's not, and others would argue, but the understanding of Rav Maimon and of Rav Amiel is that it's all a continuation, it's a continuum from the time of the Gemara, even though there are different approaches, but this way of asking and answering and going back and forth, it's all a hemshech, and everybody picks off where the previous generation left off and then they take it further, more kashas and more terutzim. Based on the Talmudic tradition, Oraita u'Pilpula yeldu kruchim min ha'shamayim. Torah and Pilpul came down together from Shemayim. Moshe muzkabel Torah miSinai, together with Pilpul. What does that mean? Hamaso matem b'dvar halacha lahavin dover mitoich dover. The give and take of Gemara to understand something within something else. And Moshe was noig bo tovas ayin v'nosna liYisrael nedarim lamed ches lamed aleph. And he gave it to the Jewish people, this pilpul. According to one tradition, the halachas that were forgotten in the time of the avil of Moshe, in the time of his mourning, hechziran Asniel ben Kenaz mitoch pilpulo. Asniel ben Kenaz brought it back because of his pilpul. So this almost prehistoric pilpul, we don't know what the nature, what type of pilpul it was, what derech it was. But it's clear that the pilpul of the Gemara helped not only lahagdil Torah lahadira, but also that Torah shouldn't be forgotten by Israel. Like it says in the Gemara, that when there was an argument between Rav Chanina and Rav Chiya, Rav Chanina said to Rav Chiya, what you're arguing with me? If Torah would be forgotten from the Jewish people, I would bring it back with my pilpul, above Metzia Peheya Midbeis. The straight pilpul is founded on logic, on clear, on healthy logic, הפלפולה ישר הנושא על אדני השכל הבריא והספרה הישרה, יש בו כוחו להזכיר הלכות נשכחות ולחדש כמותן הלכות חדשות. להוציא דבר מתוך דבר ולדמות מילטה למילטה ולעסוק ישמעת את הליבה די הלכתה. So, straight pilpul that founded on the basis of intellect and straight logic can not only remind us of forgotten halachas, but it could also be mechadesh halachas chadashos. La'otzi davar mitoch davar, to take something from something else, to be medama milsa la milsa, to be ma'asuke shmaitza liba de hilchasa, to learn sugyas according to their halachic conclusions. This pilpul was in our world, we find it in the time of the Gemara, and then Tosfos takes it further, back and forth and forth and back. And this is the inheritance of our nation. Uven elu hachronim, I'm skipping a little bit. Solalei mesila umfanim derech shechonenu me'et hashgacha bekishronot geoniim. בשכל חריף וישר, בהבנה עמוקה, בתלמוד ותוספותיו וצפונותיו, תפס מקום חשוב ומיוחד, הגאון רבי שמעון יהודה שקופ. So one of those people in the later generations who continues this pilpul, who was given by God, bestowed by upon by God with genius kishronos, great talents, very sharp and straight thinking mind, deep understanding in the depths and secrets of the Gemara, was Rav Shimon Shkop. In the Gemara we find two types of people, a Sinai and an Ochre Harim, and the Gemara says which one's better. In Eretz Yisrael they said Sinai Adif, because everybody needs this person, everybody needs the Mari Chatia, anyone needs a person with all the grain. But we have to admit that these two tipusim, they're not necessarily opposed to each other. We found by Chachma Yisrael in various generations, Charifim who are also Sinais, and some Sinais who are also Charifim. Sometimes you find people who are Mamish Charifim. They're Oiker Harim, but they're not so straight thinking. There are other Charifim who have a Seichel Yosher. They can go deep in, understand, answer kashas. That's when you see the contrast. Not necessarily Sinai's and Oiker Harim's, but within the Oiker Harim's, you have those who are very, very great geniuses, but they don't always think straight. And then you have people who are great geniuses and do think straight. And Rav Shimon Shkop was the latter category. He was a great genius who also had a clarity of thought, clear logic. אין אף אדם גדול אחד בעמנו אשר עלה בידי סופר חייו להשתמש בחומר ביוגרפי בשביל פרקי הילדות והשחרות, בחומר שיש מסמוך עליו בכל פרטיו ודקדוקיו, בחומר שהוא שאוב באמת ממקורות נאמנים. לא היה אדם גדול אחד בתוכנו שהוריו ומוריו ידעו בילדותו או גם בנערותו מישהו עתיד להיות לעמו, מה שעתיד להיות לעמו, ואשר מתוך הכרה זו רשמו על הגיליון את כל מראי עיניהם ומשמע אוזנם בנוגע לחייו של הגדול בילדותו. So we don't have anybody who we know everything about his childhood, because who knows when a kid is a child, when someone is a child, that they're going to be a Gadol B'Yisrael. Like, you don't look at a kid when he's 4 years old and say, well, he's going to be a Gadol B'Yisrael, let me write down everything he does. That doesn't happen. But the one thing is for sure that we have about Gadol Yisrael, and that's kachi darka shel Torah, pas b'melech toichal, umayim b'mesura tishte. ve'al aretz tishan, v'chaye tzar tichye, uv'torah ata amal. Zotait, learning Torah b'doichak, with a little bit of bread and water. Zotaita ha'pograma ha'yichida l'chol tzair mi'beit Yisrael asher nafsho chashka b'torah. Omnam b'tkufatenu anu, תקופת התרבות העברית החדשה, מורגש יחס של ביטול כלפי אלו הבטלנים במרכאות, מבית המדרש הישן. אבל מי יתנה תוקף תלותיהם של תלמידי חכמים אלה ואת המרטירולוגיה שלהם בימי הילדות והשחרות? So, their only program was for those who had a nafsho chashka b'Torah, was to live a very, very simple life and to toil in Torah. But we're living in a generation, he says now, and certainly now, talking almost 80 years later, that people just don't appreciate it. People have this new tarbut ivrit chadasha, this new Jewish culture. Not Jewish religion, but the Jewish people, Jewish ethnic culture. And they have this relationship of bittul, of derision for those who just sit and learn. Those who deny themselves the pleasures of this world to grow in Torah. Hayavinu talmidei beit hasefer, batei hasefer hachadashim. הלומדים במנוחה ובעצלות ובהפסקות וביומי דפגר מרובים את עיוניהם ואת נפתוליהם של בחורי הישיבות בימים ההם. He says, can kids understand today? They learn במנוחה, they have עצלות, they have הפסקות, they have יומי פגרי. I don't know what things were like in 1940 in Eretz Israel, but I can say that today we have weekends, you're off Friday, Shabbos, Sunday, you're off Thanksgiving, and you're off the end of December, the end of January. You're off, we're off Pesach, we're off Sukkot, we're off here, we're off there, we have a 3-month summer, lots of vacations. So for us, in our Baruch Hashem for the good, and Baruch Hashem that it's, you know, anisayon, that it's hard for us to understand what the Bachurim in those days went through. Hayavinu eila kama kilkurim kilkurim kama limbutim nitlaptu l'mod v'ladat l'avinos. Can we understand what they went through? In order to learn, we have our air-conditioned rooms and our food galore, and so many changes of clothing and warm beds and hot water and everything we have. So it's hard for us really to understand what the Mesiris Nefesh that they had, in order to fully appreciate the Mesiris Nefesh they had to learn Torah. והלא ילדי הענק ראינו שם בתקופת הגבורה ומסירות הנפש בשביל תורה לשמה. In that period of gvur and mesiris nefesh to learn Torah lishma. לא נוח ביום ולא ישון בלילה והפירוב במחסור וקור בפת לחם כיבר עם בצל. They didn't rest by day, they didn't sleep by night. They're lacking, they're, it's cold weather, they're in Europe, remember, this isn't a nice tropical Middle East weather, not Miami Beach, Florida over here. And they're eating some dry bread with a little bit of onions. ובמחירם קנו פרקים או מסכתות אחדות של תלמוד שנתחבב עליהם, ונתחבב עליהם כשלל יקר ביד גיבור. And they were learning prakim and mesechtas that they loved very much. It was like a booty. And the ikar is, they didn't start and then stop. They never ended. They just kept going and going and going and going. ומתוך שפעת נטעים ושתילים של כרמי ישראל, אלה, he really had a gifted pen, that Rabbi Maimon. עלה כיונק והילי לנה רב רבה ותקיף הרבי שמעון יהודה שקופ. And from these beautiful saplings of the vineyard of Israel came out this great strong tree, Rav Shimon Yehuda Shkop. Ha'osher ha'yakar biyoter she'enchil adam gadol et hadorot habayim hi'atumut ha'bavua ha'miyuchedet shelo ma she'mitztaref mikavim gluyim v'ne'alamim v'nechrat aluach lev ha'uma v'tkufot u'liovlot רבי שמעון יהודה שקופ היה אחד מגדולי ישראל שבדרכי לימודו המיוחדות האציל בדמותו אור יקרות ובזיו תורתו האותרת שמו וזכרו יש מזיבם של יוצרי דרך וסוללי שיטה. How beautiful. So this great wealth that this person will give the future generations is this image, this special shadow of his, which is a composite of revealed and hidden lines that are engraved on the heart of the nation for periods and for yovels. Rav Shimon Yehuda was one of these people who really had a new derech halimud, and he emanated with his great being this very valuable light and with the splendor of his Torah, which crowns his name and his memory. There is from the splendor of those who create a path and a new way of learning. And from his mitoch sifro shari yosher nishkefet lanu dmuto haruchanit habavua hamiyuchedet shelo. And from his sefer shari yosher we have this special spiritual personality, this special individual who really, he's used the word babua, which is sort of like a shadow, but we're able to it's a reflection of this great man, the Sefer Shari Yosher. And this great Sefer that he was mefarsem in his lifetime in Warsaw in the year Tuf Resh Pei Ches 28, מגלה ומתווה לפנינו את דרכו הישרה בפלפול התלמידים ובמסע ומתן של חקרי הלכות בדיני הספקות רובה וחזקה ודיני עדות. And he really tells us the straight path. He goes deep and he goes long. בחידושיו החריפים והעמוקים בספרו זה איננו מאיל פילה בקופה דמחתה. He's not putting an elephant through the hole of a needle. He's not being bone in migdalim aporchem ba'avir. Ve'enonu kolei pilpulim paradoxim. He's not saying these paradoxical pilpulim. He doesn't like these random speculations. Hasharot da'zlin altilain. But rather everything is weighed in his clear, straight mind with great explanation. And he goes to the depths of every matter and he raises pearls and gems. Let's give an example of Rav Shimon's greatness. Klal gadol hu bahalacha zil bat aruba. A great rule in halacha is you go after the rove. And this klal is a mitzvah gadol b'Torah ve'even shtiyah b'Talmud v'holich ha'misrachei v'mispashin al p'nei kol merchavei halacha v'les aser ponu miyeh. It's everywhere. Many svarim have been written by gadoli ha'poskim to be mevar and melabin this klal and all of its details. ואמנם כדאי היה לציין ולכנס את כל אותם המאמרים המפוזרים בתלמוד ושהם מבליטים עד כמה תופס הרוב מקום חשוב בשדה ההלכה, ואנו נסתפק להזכיר כאן כי פרק מיוחד במסכת מכשירין הוקדש מטעם מסדר המשנה כדי להראות את כוחו המכריע של הרוב בהלכות שונות בתומה, בשבת, במעשרות, בשרועי מאכלות וכדומה. So it would be nice if we would gather all the dinei rov together, but at least if you look in מסכת מכשירין Perek Beis, Mishnah is Gimel to Yud Aleph. There you can see the special power of the Rov. And yet with all the power of the Rov, we have the opinion of Shmuel, who we paskin like in Dinim, that we follow Rov in his Surim, like if you have 9 stores that are selling kosher meat and one that's selling non-kosher meat, if you find a piece of meat, you can assume it's kosher. But in Mama, we don't go after the rov. Rather, we go after the muchzok, Baba Basrit, Sadi, Bezam, Bezam, the Rajbam. V'stama de Gemara, it says, Ein holchim b'mama n'achar rov, Baba Kama, Chav Zayin, Amit Bez. So these two klalim, that we go after the rov, and that we don't go after the rov in Mammon, have a lot of, now we have a lot of kashas, a lot of terutzim, and a lot of pilpulim and achronim, everyone lefum dargadi lay. And one of the famous kashas is, in Bava Basra, it says in the Hey Amid Aleph Amid Beis, Amrei Shlokesh HaKoveh Zman Lechaveiro, V'amalo Paraticha B'toch HaZmano, Eino Ne'mon, V'hilcha Sokerei Shlokesh, Chazaka Lovin Inish, the Parabago Zmani, So we have the rule of Reish Lakish that if somebody gives a time for his friend to pay back a loan and he says, I paid it in the middle and before it was up, he's not Neman. And Allah is takalar Reish Lakish because Chazaka lo avad inish de para bago zimne. That we have a Chazaka, no, you don't pay within the time. And there's a big klal that Ruba Chazaka Ruba Adif, like Tosas Chulin. Sugi of Rov and Dibra Maslam Minah. So if we go. If we go b'mamon after chazaka, right? Because we said that when it comes to mamon, you go after the person with the cheskas mamon, and you don't follow the rov. So if by mamon we go after chazaka, then by mamon we should certainly go after the rov. If we say Ruba v'chazaka Ruba adiv, and we follow a chazaka by mammon, and we have the chazaka of, you're going to say the person has a cheskas mammon, because here we're talking about the chazaka of Reish Lakish, chazaka lo avinish de parbago zimne. So when it comes to mammonus, we have a Reish Lakish who tells us that a chazaka that a person doesn't pay within the time. And therefore a person can't claim that I paid it up. And we hold Ruva Chazaka Ruva Adif. So the Rov is better than the Chazaka. So if we go after Chazaka and Mamanis, we should certainly go after the Rov. So if there's no Rov, then Bevakasha follow the Chazaka. If a person has a Cheskas Maman, Bevakasha follows Cheskas Maman. But if you have a Rov against the Chazaka, you should certainly follow the Rov because Ruva Chazaka Ruva Adif. And the Achronim talk about this a lot. Reb Shimon asked another kasha. Why are dinei mamonis different than dinei nefashis? How could it be that it's more chomer? L'hoitzi mamon miad muchzok milarag nefesh. To be motzi mamon miad muchzok, we say rov doesn't help us. But to kill somebody, there we can follow a rov. What is going on? So this is a shtar kasha, the kasha from that by mamonis we follow chazaka because chazaka lo avin inish de par b'go zimne, a person doesn't pay within the time, and yet we go ruva chazaka ruva adif, so then we should certainly follow rov. That a lot of people ask, but this question of Reb Shimon, the Rishonim don't ask. V'humosiv u'mefarek, he gives a svara hagyoinis u'mekoiris that says as follows. Listen, sweet friends, hayisoid dan said dein holcha b'mamon acha harovu. The shiny dine mominus we call dine atara. Dine mominus are different than all dine atara. Vikvar niskashu achronim v'hode kaimalan the kol suffik mominam mitz mechaver ol avaraya. The achronim already had the problem that in all suffik momin we say amotze mechaver ol avaraya. Why is that? Why don't we say like all the surei tara? Why don't we say the lav of lo sigzol is like the lav of not eating chaylev? V'nir'ah sheklal gadol hu b'mishpat gidrei z'chus mamon shekol sofek hanoyled b'zeh hu chozer l'ikrei agdorim shel shilton v'z'chus mamon shemein odom l'chaveiro k'mo sheikrei anadorim shel z'chus mamon einam chukim al pi Torah ela yesod b'hem haskomas sichleinu shehmagbi amatsia yiyah shelo uperos sodeyu uvlad behemto yiyah shelo v'chol kahay gavno. וכן דרכי הקניונים במה שאודם המוסר מקניון על חברו, כוספו גדולי האחרונים שאינם חוקים, קבועים, שיהיה דווקא על ידי זה. כשסכימו רוב המדינה, שיגמר קניין עדי סיתומתו, Schlitus vihishtamshus hachefetz vachkach yochul din isur gzela. Kemed al pi mishpat svaras hasechal hachefetz shaykh la muchzok. Hareze hachefetz shelo. Ki ilu zocha bo al pishar eskemim sichlim vatoifis menu hagoizel. Says Rav Shimon, a very famous yisod of his, that when we have a suffix in mammon, we have to go back to the root. And the root is not necessarily a strict Torah law, but rather what our seichel tells us. And the Torah is built on that seichel. And what is the seichel? The seichel is that if you find a mitzia, it's yours. I mean, I said it has a simon. The person didn't, but the person's mitziayish. There's no simon. It's over. You pick it up. You put it in your pocket. It's yours. You have a field. Your field grows fruits. Fruits are yours. You have an animal, your animal gives birth to another animal, it's yours. It's all seichel. You have a certain type of kinyan, that's the minhag in this place that this is considered a kinyan. It's considered a kinyan. There's a big yisod. The philosophers like to talk about this, the philosophia shel hamishpat, the philosophy of law. There are a lot of books in English written about the philosophy of law, none of which I've read, but they're starting now to do more research into the philosophy of Jewish law, l'havdil alfei hevdalos. And Rav Shimon here says a big yisod that it doesn't start with Torah law. First it starts with bailus. Who does this belong to? How do we determine who it belongs to? Whatever our seichel tells us. And then on top of that there's isur gzeila. In other words, who did the Torah ask you to steal from? Someone who has an object that belongs to him. You're now allowed to steal the object that belongs to him. But what defines it as belonging to him? The Torah never told us that. Look in the whole Chumash, he never says what belongs to somebody. But we well understand that if you go to the store and you give somebody money, you buy an object, you take it home, so it's yours. Somebody else can't just go ahead and steal it from you. So somebody would say, okay, so you made a kinyan meshicha, you made a kinyan kesef. So there are gidrei kinyanim. But even if you didn't make a kinyan al pi Torah, person, there's agreed upon kinyan that in the diamond business, two people shake hands and they say mazel and bracha, and that's considered a done deal. You're not allowed to go back, so that's yours. Or like the example we gave before, that you have a field, your field grow fruits. What kinyan did you make on these fruits? So you could, oh, it's a kinyan chatzar. Let's say it's a chatzar shena mishtamer. No, it's pashut that it's your fruits. That's the Svaras HaSeichel. And therefore, if you have a suffix in Mammon, you can't say it's a suffix Yisr Gezel. Because first we have to decide who the Bailam are. Only after you decide who the Bailam are, then you can talk about Gezel. And therefore, since Alpi Mishpat Svaras HaSeichel, the object is Shaykh to the Muchzok, this becomes his object, as if he made a kinyan on this object, as it belongs to him, and somebody takes it away from him as a gazlan. So anything in mammonis that we don't have in the Torah is based on this mishpat. Bari v'shema, we pass in bari adif. Seichel. If neither of them are muhzuk, then bari v'shema bari adif. And somebody's muhzuk in something, somebody else can't take it away. You have to have a bigger schus. And Yisron Sus Shel Amuzog Oyle Neged Yisron Taina Shel Taina Tova De Chaveru. And if a person has a Muchzakus, that's better than his friend's good Taina. And now we understand Shmuel. Why do we normally follow the Rov? That's Din Torah. That's not a Beirut Gomer. We don't know if the Rov, maybe it's like the Miut. We know there's a Miut. But the Torah says follow the Rov. But that's only Bedinim Shikreim Humanatu Chok Torah. But Besafik Mama, that the Yisod is Gidrei Zchus and Klali Sveikus. So if you're in the world of Mamanis, so you're right, he has a rov. The other guy is muchzuk, and that muchzukos is stronger than the other person's taina. That's what, because our seichel tells us that if he's holding on to an object, it's his, and just a rove is not going to be enough to get it out of his hands. The rove is in a beirut gomer. The Torah tells us to follow a rove b'vakasha, but it's not a beirut gomer. So since we're in the world now of beirurim, of logical proofs, where in Mamanus it's a world of logical proofs, the Rov isn't going to be enough for us. So when Shmuel says Kiyozlina Basaruba be Surava Manolazlina Basaruba, who are kavana de bedinim she is seldom chokatorah matar lelezel basarov, above a mammon she is seldom asking sichli gambera sveikas tali alpi sechav esvar, in dinim that's alpi chokatorah, Torah says to follow the Rov, but mammon, which was yisod is a heskim sichli. Beirur HaSveikus is Tali Al Pisechel V'Svara, unless the Torah tells us otherwise. Svara Mekorit Zo, says Rav Maimon, מאירת העיניים ומעילה לפשט הרבה עקמומיות שבחקירות רוב וחזקה. הבסיס המשפטי של הקניינים בדין מקח וממקר הוא הסכם השכלי ומנהג המדינה או הסוחרים. הסכם שכלי זה מקבל איפה סמכות שהלכה וכוחו כדין תורה. So this is a very big yisod in din Torah and Mamanus. It starts with the hesgem sikhli. It starts with logic. It starts with the Minig HaMedina. It starts with the Minig HaSochrim. And that's Koach is like Din Torah. And even though we have in Torah, we have Kinyan Imamin and we have Meshicha, etc. But if there's a Kinyan Situmta that the Sochrim agree on a certain type of Kinyan, that becomes a Kinyan Midin Torah. And if somebody steals from somebody who made such a Kinyan, he's a Gazlan Doraisa. Based on the natural law, we can call it natural law of logic. So this is one of the most famous, if not the most famous, Svar of Rav Shimon. And I can only encourage, we've had Shiurim already in the past on the Shari Yosher, and I hope to have more in the future. It should be a schus for us. Zchus for the neshama of Agom Reb Shimon Yehuda Kohen Shkop. And Rav Maimon continues and says that not only is he a tremendous charif, but he has unbelievable bekiyas in the Rishonim, the basic Rishonim and Achronim. He says Hayisodiyim. He's not, you know, quoting every tshuva like Rav Avadi Yosef, but the different type of bekiyas and all the svarim that you need to know. He knew him. Mavhilat Arayon, he just had complete command. And this Bekiyas is Mvases, it establishes his Svaras. You can't, if you don't know the Gemaras and the Mishnas and the Rishonim, so then you can't say Svaras, because maybe your Svaras is wrong. But if you know all the Svaras that have already been said, then you can buttress your theses and theories with sources, precedent. And Rav Shimon wasn't working with a computer. And concludes Rav Maimon, Rotze ani lisayem ulisakem et hakavim hayisodiyim shel Rav Gaon ze, shekol ma'amik u'mazbir, sechel ma'amik u'mazbir, bahir kelevnat ha-sapir u'kein habdolach, השקפה רחבה, רוח ביקורת נאמנה, כוח זיכרון כביר, בעומק תבו היה איש שלום. He really was. He was a very gentle and sweet man. פניו היו מסבירות, וכן גם פני תלמודו, מלא רעננות ורוח כביר, מתון ומיושב, והנוגדה המרכזית של השאיפותיו הפנימיות הייתה הרבצת התורה. הוא היה אחד מיחידי הסגולה שבראשי מטיפתות, שעשת לימוד התורה למעיין המתגבר, נובע ברכה ושפע לתלמידיו ולכל אלו ששתו בצמא דבריו. He was this man of peace, and he was calm, and he was sweet. And he was filled with this freshness and this great spirit. And the central part, point of his strivings, his deep internal strivings, was Harbatzas Torah. He was one of the Yechidei Skula, and he was like a Nar. He was like this great flowing well that just kept going. He had so many Talmidim who drank thirstily in his waters. Ovdan koach poreh kazeh meorer et ha'evil u'magdil et ha'yagon b'tzar zeh ha'kol margishim aval lo kol ha'mitablim mevinim et erech ha'avidah gdola lema zeh domeh l'sefer Torah shenisraf. Not everybody understands what we lost, but we lost the Sefer Torah. And I want to remind everybody, if you're going to say, this is, you know, close to 80 years ago, so we're still Misabel. So the answer is that every day the world doesn't have Shimon Shkap. Every day the world is missing something. And we don't have his Chedushim. And if he would be alive, he'd be, the last 80 years, he'd be Mechadesh, so many new Chedushim, so much more Torah, and have so many more Talmidim. And it would have gotten better and better and deeper and deeper and deeper. And the world is missing out on that. So every day is bad. It's a day of mourning that we don't have Reb Shimon. This applies to all the tzaddikim, all the gedolim. Shechina nistalka, shechina shel tkufa gedola, skula v'otzar miyuchad, or elyon shel davonenu, hu holech v'doech, holech v'nignaz. Beautiful words from Rav Maimon about Rav Shimon, and we should be zocha b'siyata d'shmaya together to learn his Torah. Lineder lulmodu lulame lishma v'las l'kaimus kol divrei zel mataras tarasa b'yahava amein v'yamein shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved.